because it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. You know what's going on. That's right. Louis is changing his pants and chugging a smoothie in the next room. Ian is fiddling around because he didn't get to have his fourth cigarette of the morning before the show started, and he's nervous. So I am running the ship. It's a Wednesday morning, so this show will get uploaded Sunday or Monday when the servers are ready. It's a tight ship we run here at Gas Digital, and we thank you so much for subscribing, tuning in, rating, and reviewing. Louis and Ian are dancing off camera. Singing the Mr. Perfect theme song. Or excuse me, the Macho Man Randy Savage song. Other people would call it the graduation music.
Which neither of them did.
Yeah.
Not on the show.
Yeah, I thought you guys were going to get your GEDs.
Shut up, Chloe. You bitch, you were late.
Ian, just do me a favor and scoot over a bit so that you're not blocking the camera with your beautiful head.
No problem.
Okay, all right, we're here.
Beautiful.
We're here. We're here, we're queer, so live with it. Yeah, you know what? The servers are down.
Yeah.
The servers are down.
Servers
are down. It's not good.
No, nobody likes it. A lot of angry...
Well, it's going live, though, right? We're streaming live. Fuck! Dude, listen to me. This new Llama Call thing, it didn't hold on to it's a holder for the soundboard. It didn't hold on to it, and it just fell off in a way...
It almost spilled coffee everywhere.
Almost spilled coffee directly onto my dick.
Llama Call the maintenance man.
Hot coffee onto my dick. Here's the deal. We are running live, okay, but there's issues with uploading to our servers. It's just not working. It's not us. It's not like we're not doing it. It's because there's an issue with our server. So they've been working around the clock for the past, 36 hours to try to make this work, and it just hasn't.
Why does that seem to happen here a lot? The internet's down. The servers are
broken. Why are you being an asshole?
No. Is it a neighborhood thing?
Why are you being an asshole?
No, I'm asking a genuine question.
The internet is horrible in this. Anywhere you go around here, there's not really internet available.
It's because there's so many Gen Zs.
What?
Yeah, it's like when you go to a music festival and everyone's on their phone, you get no service.
Well, it's that, and it's really old buildings, so they don't have the wiring for a lot of more high-speed connections.
I don't know.
Chloe?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm newly single. What's up?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's right. Happy Valentine's. Did you get it in for Valentine's Day?
Come on, doggy.
That's like a good night for singles.
It is a good night for singles, to be honest with you, because the girls were out prowling.
Oh, yeah. Louis is tearing it
up,
starting
ugly
at the 2 p.m. open mics.
The only women that are available on Valentine's Day are ugly, because all the other women are fucking, they got a line of dudes.
Sometimes you got to go trolling. Sometimes you got to go baiting, chudding.
Harrington texts me. He's like, I'm assuming you're free for a spot tonight.
Wow.
On Valentine's Day. I was like, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Did you have a date on Valentine's night?
Nah.
Well, we should have gotten together. This was our chance.
Yes.
Chloe, here's the thing. Everyone's like...
Well, because you just show how well it works. Relationships and comedy.
You think he wants to get in a relationship
with
you?
With the right person. Also, Chloe's very rich, apparently. Her family's very rich.
Oh, God.
Super rich.
And I want that money. Mm-hmm. I want to work my way into... Chloe, would your family be approving of me?
They're not even approving of me.
They're not. Let's get our plugs out of the way. We're going to figure out if I can be in Chloe LeBranche's life. The LeBranche family, I feel like they're not going to be accepting of this burly, racist Puerto Rican.
No.
But we are going to we're going to get to the bottom of that today. Is Chloe my next girlfriend? Is she coming to Jamaica? We don't know, guys.
I don't know. Chloe's funny.
Wow. I'm going to show that to Natalie. She is. She's friends with you. And now you're going to have to explain that.
I'm friends with Natalie, too.
See? Well, don't tell her about our Jamaican fucking romance.
Oh, my God. Wait, are we going to get into what happened? Let's get into the minutia.
Don't talk about his dick like that.
I was thinking of the same joke, and I opted to not pull the trigger on it.
Wow, Lewis's server is down as well.
I'm very sensitive right now.
Ian. Do you need a hug?
No,
a hug,
not you? From you, you fucking Jew.
The last time Lewis was at the server, he got her pregnant.
I'm laying off the female comedians for a hot minute, but I will be coming after Comedy Club Waitresses with righteous vigor.
Uh-huh.
She left him for a vigor.
Ian,
what is righteous with an apostrophe?
What do you got to plug?
Hey, everybody. iAnimal69, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. Friday, February 25th, I'm headlining Stress Factory, New Jersey.
No.
Two shows,
no.
7 p.m., 9 p.m. That's right, dude. Come on out. Lewis, if you want a guest spot, send me a tape. I'll be at Vermont Comedy Club, and also the following weekend, first weekend of March, with the great Dave Attell at Wise Guys in Utah. Gonna be a good time. Bye, guys. Every Thursday, Gas Digital Network, 11 a.m. The servers will probably be down, so catch it on the download later on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts, probably a week or two later,
hold on,
live.
Hi, Ralph. I'm on air.
It's just a gunshot.
I'm here. You're coming through very weirdly. What, say this again? Yes.
I'm calling from the server. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was FaceTiming.
Is the website working?
Is he up in space fixing it?
Okay, all the files way are currently down. Converting and will be up within 10 minutes. But I think that the...
Yeah, Lewis, I'm going to stop the stream for a second, and we're going to switch.
Wait, why do you have to stop the stream,
because
Shannon?
Because it's running really shitty, so we're going to switch over. We're going to switch to a different stream. Okay. It's just going to take like 2 minutes.
Yeah, we had to stop our stream. Ralph, my world's crumbling around me.
Some of my best work.
Okay, so we're going to pause it right here.
We are live.
No, we're good. We're good.
Yep.
We're good. Let me know if there's an issue with it.
I have a doctor's appointment at 2 o'clock.
Ian, I'm fine. By the way, everyone, just realize I'm fine.
You what?
In what way?
I am fucking fine. Everyone's good.
Yeah,
we're all good. Uh-huh. The stream is fine. I'm not gonna freak out on everybody.
No, you're doing great.
Ooh, wow! It is fucking.
Are we back?
I don't know. I don't know, but I am fucking getting angry right now.
Don't be angry.
Yeah.
It's not. Right. It's out of your control, man.
You know what? You're right. It is out of my control.
Everyone, do your best.
Yeah. It's out of your control.
You hired competent people. Sometimes the machinery fails you.
It does. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do about it. These
you
people
can't
don't
control
understand.
Nature.
Everybody thinks they could do a better job.
Yeah. It's like the BP oil spill.
Acceptance is the answer to all our problems today.
Yeah. I think.
Drinking again.
I think the stream is freezing and starting over and over again. Is it not, Shannon?
You're going to have to, they're going to have to refresh it when it freezes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have another fix for it at this moment. I'm working on it. I'm texting with Bobby.
Well, I mean, it's not frozen for me. I'm looking at it right now.
I mean, sure. When we needed a head producer, did we hire the front desk girl at a gym? Yeah. I don't know. Just refresh it or something.
Have you unplugged it?
Would you like some lemon water?
You know what? I don't know how the fans feel about this. 573 gas line.
It's already, the phone's already been ringing.
Let's answer the call. Let's see.
Yes.
Hold on. Relax. Maybe they're okay.
Are we recording?
You're
at
recording
least?
As well. Yeah.
Oh.
We got everything. We're
good. We're going. This is a show.
We're rolling, baby.
Oh, wow. February 25th, 7 p.m., 9 p.m., Stress Factory, New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Oh, we're doing plugs?
Come on out. So, Sopranos Prima Volta with me and Sam Roberts. I've never seen the show. He's seen it a million times. Every Thursday, youtube.com/notsam. Starting a Patreon soon. Subscribe to that.
Sick.
It's going to be fun.
Sick.
And again, bye, guys. I'm loving it, dude. I'm telling you. Every show, people are coming out. I'm walking to the stage and people are yelling, bye, guys. Or commendatory, and I enjoy it. So thank you.
Chloe, oh yeah, Zach, you know I'm fucking livid right now. Zach knows he's taking over because I'm fucking.
No, Lewis, you're doing great.
I'm about to punch my computer.
I'm just trying to be there for you.
I'm about to bite this table. I hate this table.
Oh, it is a smaller table.
Go ahead, Chloe.
You can just
bite this table on the back and take it to Jamaica.
Yeah, it looks like you got a new girlfriend. Hi, you can plug me on Instagram. That wasn't funny. I guess I could plug myself on Instagram. It's Chloe LeBranch. And then I have a new show that I don't do, really. It's called News for Women, or YouTube. And then I have a show at The Stand on the 2nd that I run with
Confidence with Chloe. What?
Yeah, fuck off, yeah.
What's your show at The Stand called?
It's called Drip. I don't know what it means.
Very cool.
Anyone else? Like drip, you wear drip.
It's called Drip Babies.
Boom.
Drip Babies. All right. Yeah. Chloe's being very flirty with me this morning.
No, I'm
it
not.
Needs to be pointed out.
She's letting you know she wants
she's
an abortion.
Very, very
some drip
flirty.
Babies can go down her leg.
God.
Chloe, I would throw it down with you. We'll talk about this. Zach.
You say this every time.
Mm-hmm. And he means it. Just check out my new cartoon, Foolishly Ghoulish. The first episode just went up this week. And my movie, Shakespeare Shitstorm, will be at Philomoka in Philadelphia on the 25th. But before that, me and Lewis will both be at Helium on the 22nd doing Brian Sixer's show. So I'll be in Philly all weekend next week.
That's right. Yes.
Nice.
Is it the 22nd?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, guys, this weekend, the 19th.
Or the 23rd, whatever that Wednesday is.
Saturday night, the 19th of February, Boston. Myself, Zach Amico, one show, one night only. Come the fuck out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Then next weekend, I will be at Comics at Mohegan Sun, the 24th through the 26th in Connecticut. And then next month, I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's down the shore. Then I'll be at Governor's on Long Island, Brokerage on Long Island. Lots more shows coming up. April, I'm doing a bunch of stuff with Big J. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for all these shows and more. Make sure you guys subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com and use the promo code RAP. Why would you subscribe when it doesn't work, Shannon?
I have the corrected stream. If you want, we'll stop it again. And
you have the corrected stream.
Yeah, Bobby said there was an error on this sheet.
Oh my God, Shannon.
That's not...
All right, guys, we're stopping the stream. We're coming back. Hang tight.
All right, for those of you who already can't watch, we're stopping the stream and starting again.
Well, it keeps it freezing. All right, Shannon, do it again.
We're good. We're streaming.
We're streaming?
All right.
And is it good? Yep. How do you know it's good?
It's red.
Yeah, it was flashing yellow before, and now it's red.
Red means good.
Yes.
Red is good. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Red is good. Red is good. Red is good. We're back. I think we're back, kids. I think we're back, kids.
September 25th, Stress Factory, 7 p.m.
No, bitch, you don't get more plugged. You got a cigarette. That's what you got. You chose your cigarette, you fucking fig.
Enjoy your Zippix.
I am enjoying Zippix.
They're good. Aren't they good?
Great. Sponsor of the show.
Dude, people are talking about it online, which is actually pretty funny. I don't want to do plug. This isn't a plug. It's actually a good fucking product. I don't even know if they're promoting.
I saw a guy who said he quit smoking on them.
Yeah, I don't know if they're even on today's
Meat
show.
Meatpod as well. Somebody hit me up and was like, hey, does it work? Blah, blah, blah. I dig
All right,
it.
Blah, blah, blah. Let's Appreciate fucking it. Let's get our show going. Guys, thank you for watching.
Thank you for dealing with
thanks
bullshit.
For sticking with
look,
us.
Look, there was massive issues with the servers over the past couple days. Shannon, also let me know when Legion of Skanks is uploaded, the latest one. Just check that for me really quick. There's been issues with our servers. They crashed, and they had to reset a bunch of things. Guys, I don't know how it works. So for me to try to even explain how everything works, I think we're good, though. I believe the stream should be up. We're all good.
And we want to thank you guys for sticking with Bye Guys. I know it drops the same time as Legion of Skanks, and a lot of people wonder why.
Yeah. That is weird. You should change the time it premieres on YouTube and all those other things. Anyway, let me do my plugs. Boston this weekend, February 19th. Myself, Zach Amico. Next week, yeah, I did all this already. I'll say Gas Digital Network, though. We are back. I wouldn't have subscribed an hour ago, but now I would subscribe to this fucking network because we are up and running, baby boys. Look, everyone's happy now. The stream's working. There we go.
There we go.
So, yeah. Make sure you go to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PureRattlesnake, and that's that. So, Chloe, I am newly single.
Yeah,
you're
I heard.
Newly single. The world is sort of putting us in front of each other's faces right now. What I say to you, why not?
Okay.
That was a yes. In a court of law, that was a yes, folks.
Actually, no.
No. Okay, it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, works.
A pause and trepidation.
Chloe, would your family have a problem with you dating me specifically? Not even just a Puerto Rican in general. Would they have a problem with you dating me? You think so?
I think I'd like a family lawyer.
What kind of a man is your family wanting you to go after?
Because
the ones that you've gone after already, they're not good. Like, I feel like I would be upper echelon of the men you've dated.
No, you need a last name of, like, Huntington. Or like Wellington.
I can legally change my last name. I'm going to have to do that eventually once I get canceled. Once I burn my finger prints off, fucking change my name, grow a mustache, selling cars somewhere in the Midwest. That's my future. You know that, right?
Once you start looking like Ian.
Yeah, yeah.
We're looking like Ian working at Orange Julius.
Yeah, so your family would not be okay with it. Even though you date fucking...
Losers.
Losers who are addicted to scissor and who fucking...
Yeah, but they come from nice families. I'm not saying you don't.
No, I don't.
I don't know.
So would your family...
Your family is more important for them to be from a nice family than it is to be an independently successful, good person.
No, I don't know what they want from me.
Can we call your mother right now?
No.
Can we please call your mother?
I don't think so.
You almost thought about it, though.
No, I don't want to call my mom.
It wouldn't be good. She would not be happy about being put on the spot like that.
Or hearing
she would be
Chloe.
Like, if we called from a random number, she'd be like, what rehab is this?
Can you send her a picture of me and say we're dating... And see what she says right now and read the text message back. Be like, hey, mom, this is my new boyfriend. I just wanted to know what you think.
You really want me to do
that? Yeah, I do.
I want you to do that more than I want air.
No, he's well he's well traveled.
Grab something on my Instagram. From my Jamaica trip. Like me with a blunt in my mouth and a weed hat on.
Yeah, and a Jamaican dreadlock hat. He cares about his workers.
Yeah, be like, mom, I'm dating this guy now. I just want to know what you think.
You're really doing this?
Yeah, she's doing it.
I really don't think you should do this.
Disappoint her?
Oh, true.
Ian, do me a favor. Take a picture of me. Send it to your dad and be like, I'm dating this guy now.
What should I write?
Okay.
And tell me what he says.
Should I lock it down with this Puerto Rican?
Yeah. Well, how do you speak to your mother? Do you speak to your mother like an idiot like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Then yes, be yourself. That's what I say. Chloe is looking very hot right now. Maybe it's because I'm single. I'm seeing her through a new lens right now. But
your
there's
nose
something
is
going
smelling
on.
New pheromones.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Yes.
There's something about Chloe today that is more attractive than usual. I will say that right now. Everyone in the Racist Live Chat agrees.
She's going to be like, what does lock it down mean? Like, you guys are going to go to jail together?
That actually might be the case.
Said, should I lock it down with this Puerto Rican?
Say, which picture does she send?
It's just a...
Let me see. It's just a picture of me in the studio.
Of you and Zach. And
half of Zach's face.
And half of Zach's face.
Zach, if those are your only two options, yes.
Yeah, you should say, should I join this Brooklyn thruple?
Let's see what she says.
I think the stream is down.
That's what your mom said? She's like, if a stream would work.
She was like, the server's down on that one.
The stream is working. I'm monitoring it myself right now. And the chat has not really taken their foot off the gas with the hate for me, which is okay. It does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all good. It's going to happen. And by the way, we have Michaela Peterson's coming in right after this right now.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
To do a podcast with Dave Smith. And I
was just listening to her podcast.
Were you? Look at you getting all fucking
last
simpy.
Last night.
Look at you getting all simpy.
No.
Yeah, you
I
are.
Dig it. She was talking to one of the representatives from the Canadian Freedom Trucker Convoy. It was very interesting.
So interesting.
Yeah, it really is interesting, dude.
You're not following it?
What is going on with the Canadian truckers?
Well.
They block the highways, right?
Yeah, but no do you more, know why?
Because it's boofing.
That's blocking one highway.
they're all converging on Ottawa because they're upset
converging
about the
lanes?
Mask mandates, the vaccine mandates, and the vaccination passports in Canada, and they're not anti-vax, they're just pro-choice in terms of like, look, like most of them got the vaccine. They're just like, it's ridiculous for us to have to wear a mask sitting alone in a truck crossing the border in Canada, in the United States.
So these truckers are
and
all
the mask mandate and Trudeau
is
dude,
freezing their bank accounts.
He's freezing their bank accounts. GoFundMe, they raised millions of dollars. GoFundMe, shut it down. Because they started to push this narrative that they're like alt-right, white supremacists.
Wow.
Not true. So GoFundMe froze their bank account. And then they made another crowdsourced funding account. They shut that down, froze the account. And now they're going after people that have donated money or received money.
Yeah, Canada's crazy, huh?
They just got to use crypto. You can't shut down crypto. It's a free market.
Yeah, you gotta fucking Bitcoin. You just gotta give them an NFT.
But the United States is seeing what's happening in Canada.
Monkey pictures.
The picture of you.
You think that could be an NFT? The picture that Chloe sent to her mother. Can that be an NFT? I had a meeting about NFTs. I have another meeting about NFTs tomorrow. People are really trying to push
don't
NFTs on me.
Don't do them.
Here's
terrible.
What I can't do. Here's
you can
what
do
I,
them if you short them.
I can't get past the idea because people are like, oh, do you have all this content? You have a great fan base. I can't get past the idea that I am just trying to squeeze more money out of the fans with an NFT.
And you've already proven you give a bad product.
Is that not what it is? Is it not just like trying to fucking...
Yeah, you know what a movie I watched last night? The Fannie Fae one?
Fannie Mae?
No. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
No, Fannie Fae. About that woman...
Tammy Faye?
Tammy Faye, the evangelist.
Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah.
Right?
That was awesome. That whole interaction just now. Fannie Faye? No, Fannie Mae. No, Fannie Faye.
Freddie Mac.
Are you sure it was Fannie Faye?
Freddie Mae.
You mean Tammy Faye? Tammy Faye. Okay.
How she kept getting money out of her fans, being like, if you don't do it, the devil's coming. About all like the Christian people.
Yeah, it's there's just the something about like people are like, you could make fucking Skankfest tickets, their own NFTs, and fucking they could pay top dollar for it. And it's like, oh,
it's basically Patreon for screenshots.
I don't know, make fucking good shows. I make good podcasts. We run a great comedy festival. I feel like I'm on a path here to some good shit, right? And sometimes we have days where our servers go down. That happens. But if I was all fucking getting my nose in NFTs right now and fucking figuring out ways that I could fucking sell headshots of comedians to people.
Yeah, no, you already take advantage of your fans enough.
I don't take advantage of the fans, Ian. That's hurtful that you said
And of your female guests.
That may be true. Yeah. I've never taken advantage of you, Chloe.
You already rape
Chloe,
and pillage
Chloe, enough. And I want you to be, you know what? It's time to get real ass. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get real ass. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get real ass. It's time to get real ass. My producers do nothing.
That's the message. Chloe, I love that.
Let's get real ass right now. I don't remember what I was saying. I don't remember
about
why I said that.
Taking advantage of female guests.
Chloe, let's get real ass. Thank you, Zach.
You already forgot.
Play the drama again.
You know what?
You'd be like, in the court of law and be like, what are we talking about again?
Wait, Chloe, it's time to get real ass.
It's time to get real ass. It's time to get real ass. Cushion Pusher, did you make that? Cushion Pusher's the man. I just said it. Like, I was like, we need an intro like this. And then he recorded the music over it. He's awesome. Cushion Pusher in the studio right now.
He's great.
He's the fucking man, dude. Cushion Pusher produces some of the best stuff we have here on the network.
Yes.
Please, what have I ever done that has taken advantage of you? What is the creepiest I've ever been with you, Chloe? Please tell me. Go ahead.
Currently, now.
Today. Today's probably the creepiest I've ever been.
I don't know anymore. It's my coffee. I don't know what's in it. What they put in it.
I don't know. We'll see.
I didn't even get it here.
You get real ass, please. Yeah, have I ever been creepy,
Chloe?
No, you haven't. Thank you.
You're asking in a very intimidating way.
No, you've actually never been, you've never really hit on me or been creepy.
See? You just wait, though.
Oh, God.
Give it time.
No, it's because she was friends with my ex-girlfriend. And I felt like it was crossing, but I feel like I could. Chloe's not a good person. I feel like I could wear her down.
No, you couldn't.
I couldn't wear you down?
Uh-uh.
That sounds like a challenge.
Uh-uh.
It sounds like a goddamn challenge.
Uh-uh. Karen, no.
Karen
Let's
would kill
play.
You.
No, I'm also, yeah,
Let's
no, Karen's
play
my girl.
Spin the Zippix.
Spin the Zippix.
Look at that.
It's pointed at his phone. It's pointed at the street.
All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. This is for responsible adults who are over the age of 21. If you guys like to get stoned, guess what? Delta 8 THC gets you really, really high, and you can have it legally delivered right to your home.
Guys, they sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. I did the field research with Lewis, and they work. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. Well, at YoDelta.com, they have a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But I'll tell you this, these products work, and they should be taken responsibly.
They really should be. I started smoking the vape pen because I just ran out of weed. I had it for like a month, and I just was like, all right, I have weed. I don't really need to smoke Delta 8. Then I ran out of weed one day, and I was like, okay, well, I'm sort of stuck here. I tried it with just sort of assuming it wasn't going to be great because I've taken like over-the-counter weed before all throughout the years growing up. That's not what this is. This is a chemical compound that is very similar to regular THC, and it got me really high. If you ever see me smoking a vape pen, I'm smoking Delta 8 THC, and I smoke it all the time. So right now, go to YoDelta.com, have it delivered right to your house, use the promo code GAS and save 25% off your entire order. Once again, that's YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS for 25% off your order. Okay, where were we? All right, look. Let's talk
about
some
Are you simping
things.
For Michaela Peterson?
I'm simping for Michaela Peterson.
You know what I'm simping for? Ew. You guys see Ben Shapiro's sister?
Wow, is she a babe?
You see these alt-right bitches are still
dude, you have got to see the jubes.
Really?
On dude.
Woo!
Dude.
Woo!
I Show know what him. I like.
Let's say.
Ben Shapiro's sister.
We should do it. Let's play a game. Let's play.
No, there's a picture. There's a picture. She has... There's a few titty shots. Like,
I mean, her boobs are great. Her boobs are great, but she's got fucking Ben Shapiro's face.
That's what I like, man. I like big, stupid tits and a goofy Jew face.
I feel like my type is like a Hunter Biden.
Yeah. What does Hunter Biden even look like?
Oh, he's just, you know, from a good family, drug addict.
There we go. That can't whoa. Be her.
What?
That's
her. Her? That's
definitely her.
That's not her. That's a deep fake. Those are
big old
fat titties.
People are posting pictures of her in these tight sweaters and like, oh my God, dude.
Has Ben Shapiro adjusted?
No, Michaela Peterson she's a classy broad.
She's a babe.
You know, she's a fucking.
There we go.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, I'd smash. Obviously, it's not even a debate. Yes,
Chloe big, gigantic, out. Jukes in. Chloe who?
Chloe, maybe you should fucking reconsider life. Because are you seeing what that chick's doing with those tits?
Oh God, there goes my day.
No, she's all right. No, Michaela Peterson's fucking. It's a smoke show.
She's great.
I started following her Instagram just to. I turn off the volume on all of her videos. I'm just like.
Michaela's a hot name, too.
She's fucking hot, dude. She's hot.
Listen to the podcast. It was good.
Dude, stop, anyway, fucking, stop simping. Dude.
Anyway, you what's
bitch.
Happening?
You little bitch. By the way, she's going to come in here. We got to be cool. When she comes in, we have to be cool.
Ignore her and she'll like you more.
You think she'll like me more? What if I know? What if I neg her?
You're like a
What are you gonna be like? God, what would you say to her?
What am I? I'm not gonna say anything.
Let's role play. You're Michaela Peterson. You're
who
a
do you think she'd like more, me or you?
Me?
No way.
Yeah,
I'm more intelligent. I'm more successful. I'm better looking.
No.
There's no metric in which you. Are
you're only right about one of those, and
more
give it time.
More intelligent, more successful for sure.
Yes, give it time.
You're doing great, obviously. Yes. But I think most women would find me more attractive than you.
You're off-putting.
I think she'd like me the best.
You think so?
She's gonna go for Zach.
It's so mean.
I'm on a hot streak.
We don't even.
The honesty.
I'm on a hot streak. I got a picture of a dude's dick last night that
really?
I did not ask for.
Whoa. From from what?
I don't
just
know.
Just random?
Dude just sent me a picture of his fucking dick.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yes.
Nice. We got two bi guys here, and then we have a straight man. Correct. is it gay if a guy sends you a photo of his butt? When you don't
That's
ask
weird.
For it?
That's
and
weird.
The butt's like plumped up, and you're like,
even
what?
Taking a picture. I have
it's
a picture.
Funny.
But it wasn't a joke.
In what context?
And then, like,
were
was,
you like
no, like they were trying to be like sexy, and then I saved it on my phone. And you know, if you save like a picture, you can see when it was taken, and it was taken like before we even started like dating.
Oh, so he had a stock butt photo.
Yeah,
wow. Doggy, I have a photo of my
is that
butt.
Gay?
It's the gayest thing
gay.
In the world.
It's
I don't know. If, I don't know if you guys have photos of your butts.
But yes,
I have no butt. I have a picture
that's
of my
gay.
Butt. To show people that I don't have a butt.
I have a picture of my butt from behind with my cock hanging down.
Oh no, so this is not that.
Well, you're also you
it's
guys
like
are bi.
The pants are
that's
there.
That's a gay thing that you're showing. That you're sending that to.
I
dudes.
Have a shot
the
of me on all fours from behind with dirty socks.
Like the pants.
Let's see it. Can I? See
oh,
it?
Like no. It's like Karen's headshot.
It's like an only. It's like one of those like swipe up.
Oh,
listen,
yeah, dude, that's not for
gay.
Women. That's not for women because you don't get fucked with his butt.
He probably wants you to play with his ass.
No, he refused.
Which is not gay.
No, he refused butt stuff.
What? So why does
then
send
he's
the butt
deep
there?
In the closet?
I've taken a butt shot just to see if my butt progress, and it is the gayest photo on my phone. It's
don't you feel
fucking
so gay taking it?
Because at the same duck time, face. You have to
suck your stomach
into.
No,
the photo it's just of the butt, like a low shot. So he had to have put it on the.
No, this is I do full mirror.
Yeah.
Full mirror from behind, looking over my shoulder, making duck face.
I have no butt. I
have,
can't.
And my butt sucks, but I have a few.
Oh, it just got delivered to my mom.
Whoa.
She keeps her red
receipts
on,
so we'll
see. Should we trade
butt pics?
Oh, it just got delivered?
Yeah.
Where is she?
What, did you send it on our server?
Dude, did I tell you, I my neck has been so fucked. I don't want to like,
no, you
I know
didn't
they're
tell
not
us.
A sponsor, but yeah, I got a new pillow. This is how I've been sleeping at night. It's fucking great.
Can I see? Oh, God.
You're such a dick. There's a picture of a woman's face with a cock on it.
A black one.
A big black cock with her head laying on it.
Yeah.
Can you stop being a child for a second, Ian? We have a lot of shit to talk about.
Yeah, we got
to
get real ass.
It's time to get real ass.
Let's get real ass. Play the drop.
Do you think I could get a coffee?
Yeah.
Please.
Can we get a coffee
Thank
for
you.
Chloe? How do you like your coffee?
Just with just some milk. No sugar. Please.
So, Suboxone.
Lewis.
What?
Suboxone.
Streaming issues
guy
again.
Guy in rehab, we were playing like a
Hold
game.
Hold on, everyone's talking, Shannon.
There are streaming issues again.
No.
So it's on the server side because we've used both streams and it's back to doing the same thing.
No, it's not.
Successful business owner.
No. Look here, while we're here, tell us about
a Suboxone joke. We were playing like some sort of like game in rehab where you have to like pass this toy ball around and this guy was like getting tired and he goes, I could get a sub? And he just meant like subbing out of the game and a nurse was like, you need a Suboxone?
I lived with a guy who was on Suboxone during Hurricane Sandy and I was like, hey, I'm looking to sleep through this entire thing. What do you got? And he gave me 3/4 of one.
Makes you hyper, kind of. Oh, man.
How long were you out?
18 hours.
Jesus Christ.
And then I go, dude, that was a lot. He goes, I checked on you. Didn't piss your pants. You're pretty good at being on drugs.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Suboxone is not super.
And I know it was bad because when I woke
up. Suboxone to sponsor the show. How cool would that be?
When I woke up, the 7-Eleven across the street, the 7-Eleven was in the street in front of my door.
I slept through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I slept through the 7-Eleven crashing into my place.
Ian.
Yes.
You had a great idea just now.
Suboxone,
dude. Yeah. We take some Suboxone.
And you box each other.
And you box each other.
Yes.
It would be hilarious.
Yes. Hilarious. Head injuries will ensue.
Shit.
Do it. You know enough drug addicts.
Yeah, you get one guy just on heroin and the other guy into boxing and you see who wins.
Yeah. Or just any type
of call it Ellis Mania.
Oh, Shannon.
That would probably make me attracted to you if you were on Suboxone.
If I was on Suboxone?
Yeah.
Lewis becomes a full-blown heroin addict just to score Chloe. Do it.
All right, let's move on. I mean, look, the reality is the SD stream is working on the free side. Unfortunately, if you guys are watching, you have to go over there for now.
Wait.
And, this will be fixed.
It's working in the free. So if they're a subscriber, they can't watch
Ian,
it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's all right. Let's plow through and have as funny of a show as we can.
You're being an asshole. That's what you're being. You're being a fucking asshole.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, you cocksucker. Let's talk about this. Bob Saget.
Oh no, he died.
Still dead.
Yeah. What?
We have an update.
We're gonna check in every week.
Was he murdered?
That's, I think, what we're about to discuss.
We don't know.
Would murder him?
Nikki Glaser.
She had that song in the can.
Yeah, dude.
Music career.
It would be the best way to start.
Plan.
Best way to start your music career would be to murder a man, write a hit. Tribute song to him.
Either that, or she's like, I will be the only stand-up comedian who looks like a tall bird.
So give me some details here, Shannon.
So Bob Saget's family has filed an injunction to prevent more details about the cause of death being made public after the autopsy revealed head trauma. So initially, when they said head trauma, the family released a statement saying he must have hit his head, no big deal, went to sleep, and then he died. But now they're saying that the head trauma was so severe, it was like he'd been hit in the head with a baseball bat. Like there were fractures to his skull.
Yeah, so what I read was that it was equivalent to a bat or a fall of 20 to 30 feet, and it had fractured around, including his orbital, and that's an extremely painful injury.
Yeah.
If you broke your orbital, you're not, especially, and they said no drugs or alcohol were really in him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had like an antidepressant that might have made him sleepy. Mm-hmm. But if you break your orbital, you're going to the hospital. You're not saying, I can deal with this tomorrow.
Well, wouldn't you be bleeding, probably?
No, it was all internal injuries.
But if someone hits you with a bat and you fall 20 to 30 feet, aren't you, like,
pouring blood? Well, I don't think both happened. What if that's the story?
It was like a mousetrap.
What if that's where somebody hit him in the head with a bat and then he fell off a balcony 20 to 30 feet?
The call's coming from inside the house.
I mean, what is it? This is the craziest mystery involving a comedian's death ever. I mean, the fact that they're trying to suppress more information is very strange. This is the head injury.
Yeah, these are all the injuries that they
saw. Wait, what? Yeah, it seems like it was pretty crazy. And now his family doesn't want the coroner to release any more information.
Is it all on one side of the head or are these multiple?
No, it starts at the back and went around.
Does it grow?
I think like when you compound a fracture. Like,
do you think it could have happened like weeks ago?
No, they said it was from that night.
Did he have a good set?
The fact that they're trying to suppress more information about being released.
And they're saying it's because it would embarrass and horrify the family.
They said that.
That it would be detrimental to the family to have more information revealed.
Do you think someone in the hotel did it?
I think they're just saying.
No,
they
I think
don't
he was doing some. Who said there was no drugs? Did the family say there was no drugs?
The autopsy said there was no drugs.
Because what the fuck could have possibly happened to make them want to suppress the information?
Could you injure yourself that way if you trip or if you have like a seizure or if you pass out and you just smack your head on the ground?
Yeah, I mean,
or on like the bedpost? Could that happen? With that amount of force?
I think 20 to 30 feet fall has to be way bigger than if you just fall.
Because I have seizures. I have grandma seizures because I'm epileptic.
He was saying it's Caesar's Palace.
He had a seizure salad for lunch.
Hold on. Relax, guys. Oh, that was the funny joke alarm just went off. Thank you, guys.
We reached
our quota. We can go home, guys. We did it. We did enough funny jokes for the show.
That was real ass.
It was pretty real ass. It's Dave Smith. Look at that. Oh, I wonder if Dave knows about all the server issues.
Oh. Does McCalla know about them?
McCalla doesn't know about the server issues, but you shut the fuck up because that's what you're trying to sabotage me.
I wouldn't have server in issues.
Yeah, Ian's like, come back to my place in Bushwick. The server's great. We can record there.
The internet's great at my apartment, McCalla.
It'll be me, you, and
quiet because my roommate's sleeping, but...
Hope you're not allergic to cats.
No. When she comes in, I'm gonna make you look bad, and that's what you're gonna try to do to me.
Yeah, and then you're just gonna bang her.
No, I'm not gonna disrespect. I think she's in a relationship, but I'm planting seeds for later on in life.
I feel like that always stops you, someone in a relationship.
Yeah.
Did your mom respond?
No.
You should call her.
No, letter.
Let her.
FaceTime her.
Let her be a hot, rich old lady.
Is your mom hot?
She's very pretty. She's very pretty.
Did we see her on the show?
I've seen her.
How'd you see her?
She showed it on the show.
She was in a music
video.
Oh,
right. Yes. Your hot mom.
She was in a music video?
Yeah, she was a model.
Dude, I don't remember anything. Wow. Mom, I got to stop smoking so much.
She was in the Foreigner music video.
Really?
I want to know what love
is. Nuh-uh, really?
She was in a bunch of like.
And now a Foreigner's going to be inside of you.
For the Cars and Julio Iglesias.
Really?
Yeah, now and Foreigner's now gonna be
a Foreigner's gonna be inside of you.
Wait, she was the main person in that video. Mm-hmm.
I can't do this anymore.
Can you put it up?
Mm-mm.
Ian, have you not seen it? Are you kidding me?
I haven't seen it.
Pull it up. Chloe, you've already done it. Why can't nobody's harassing her?
No. Oh, there she is.
Yeah, dude. Look at her, Chloe.
Oh, wow.
That's my mommy.
That's her dad.
Right.
Hey.
There she
that's
is.
Her dad.
That's my mom.
This is Black Lady.
That's your mom.
That's my help. Mom.
Yeah, that's why you can't cancel me, because that's my mom.
I want to know what love is. That's her?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's pretty hot. Wood smash. All right, so...
Moving on.
No, Chloe, do not date that man.
Bob Saget, having an injunction, that's kind of crazy. I mean... I can't even begin to speculate. If no drugs were involved, why would they be embarrassed? Was he banging a transgendered person?
What?
And then they just fucked him really, really hard. Like,
oh, they like mouth fucked him with his head up on the bed, the headboard.
Yeah,
dude. Oh, he just kept smashing his head.
I would die doing what I love.
He fucked him through a wall and they fell out of the building. And what would be embarrassing for the family?
Maybe he fell down the stairs. Could you injure your head that way?
That's hilarious, though. That's a funny prank.
But how was his show that night?
I think his show was probably pretty good. It was great. I think Saget kills, right?
He had to have fallen down the stairs, right? Can you smack your head that many times? How else is he going to get all those injuries in different parts of his head?
Why would that be embarrassing? Why is that embarrassing to the family?
Because it was America's Funniest Home Video.
What are the...
Because there was a guy going, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Talk about a blooper. Wait, is there what are like?
Because you don't want that. That's personal information.
What are the different conspiracies
America,
that are out there?
America, your brain is goo.
Are there theories out there, Shannon? Are other people theorizing anything?
It just like in the article, it says that I guess a bunch of doctors have been tweeting in response to this, and they say that that wrongdoing has been ruled out, and they feel like that shouldn't be ruled out considering reviewing the autopsy. So it's just like people are weighing in, and maybe that's what the family doesn't want is like this to keep going on and on and on in the media. Maybe they just want to move on from it.
Isn't that a HIPAA violation that doctors are commenting on someone's autopsy?
Maybe the Olsen twins are cursed because it's like a Heath Ledger thing again.
Oh.
They were there. One of them was there that night.
Like the girl from Poltergeist.
I look exactly like one of them, Dominique Dunn. The older sister
you
from
look
Poltergeist.
Like, can we see her, please?
I'd exactly. Her. Dominique
right now,
Dunn.
I'll tell you
what about
she
Dominique
looks like.
Dawes. She was hot.
Dominique Dunn from
Poltergeist. The older sister.
Don't remember it.
If you go to more photos.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, I get what you're saying. Not there.
Not
wow.
there.
Wow.
In fact, only a little bit in that one photo.
No, up.
I see it there.
Up
the
and
eyes,
to the left.
The eyes. It's
yeah, that one.
She got crazy girl eyes, and that's really what it is, Chloe.
I was out to dinner one time with my ex-boyfriend, and well, at the time we were dating, within his family, and I turned around and the waitress screamed, and she was like, sorry, I thought you were this girl from Poltergeist. And then she switched to the waitresses. The night.
She's like, I thought you were an actual Poltergeist.
You're scary as fuck, lady. Lady, you're scaring me.
All right, let's see. What else?
That's fucked that doctors are commenting on.
Well, I think they're just saying that based on the information
but to tweet about
released,
it?
Is that a HIPAA violation if they're not his doctor?
Yeah, but still, it's gross.
Is it gross if this guy's been murdered and nobody's trying to fucking get to the bottom of it and they're just saying he bumped his head and went to bed?
That sounds
that's
like
a
little
nursery rhyme.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He bumped his head and
went
to bed.
Couldn't get
and
up
never
in the morning.
Woke up.
Yeah. Wait, what is that? What is that? Old man is snoring. It's raining. It's pouring. The old man is snoring. He went to bed. He bumped his head. And he couldn't get up
in the morning.
There's a lot of
it was raining. Hold on. I figured it out. It was pouring.
He's an old
Saget was snoring.
Oh my god.
He went to bed.
As it was foretold in the rhymes of yore.
It all comes back to Disney.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Wait a minute. I'm onto something.
Is there like a Full House curse?
I don't know. We could make it though.
John Stamos is doing great.
Has anybody else died from the cast of Full House?
One of them was a drug addict. Candy.
Shannon, you don't know. You don't fucking know.
Yes, I do know.
How do you know?
Aunt Becky went
because
to jail.
Because they all went to the funeral.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Aunt
Becky's in jail. Oh, yeah. Dave Coulier was called out for fucking being a date rapist by Alanis Morissette.
One of them, Jodie Sweetin, became a heroin meth addict.
She's hot.
She's just.
Yeah, she did.
One of the Olsen twins murdered Heath Ledger.
No. Wait, what was the Olsen twins' relation to Heath Ledger?
They were in the hotel room the night he died and was the last person seen there. Yeah.
The Full House curse.
Wow.
We've actually discussed. All right, let's go over the list right now. Okay, hold on. First of all, Saget, mysterious death, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Becky.
In jail. Jail. Wow. Wow.
Jodie Sweetin,
big fat tits. That's not a crush.
No, she became a heroin and a meth addict.
But her tits are really
What's
nice.
The story of Jodie Sweetin?
Her tits. Her sweet tits. More like Jodie Sweet Tits. That's what I call her.
One of the
hey,
Olsen Michaela. Twins.
Wait. Hey, you shut up, dude. Shut up. You look mad. Which comes in, I'm going to start getting very intellectual. Shannon, I need something intellectual to speak of when she's watching from the other room.
What's interesting about the truck?
Like topics.
Ultimately,
Shannon,
yes.
Ian, what are your plugs?
I need listen to me, on the screen. I need you to pull up something interesting for me to read about the trucker conflict.
Okay.
It's not even and I'm going to start talking. No, yeah, it is. I got it. I got it now. Which comes in. That's what I'm going to start talking. Guys, make me look cool. Because you, Chloe, you're a fucking asshole. You don't want none of this. So now you're going to lose me to Mikala Peterson. How about that?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
There goes my day.
Exactly.
Good point, Lewis. I've never seen someone make Nietzsche funny.
All right. So Jodie Sweetin, heroin. Go ahead. Olsen twin
murdered Heath Ledger.
They didn't murder him.
Yes,
they watched him die.
Dude,
you
I read
think
that.
They murdered him?
One of them.
Why?
That's a fact. It's out there.
Or
and
they
the
were just there when he
crippling
overdosed.
Anorexia.
Wait, what? How did they murder
they
him?
They were. It's a theory that one of them murdered them. Maybe we could pull it up. Olsen
and also,
twin
also,
murdered
also,
or just let
murder.
Him die.
Dude, that's a fact. People know this, dude. They're talking about it. Also, those girls were supposed to be hot, and they weren't when they grew up.
No.
No, they look like when they hid E.T. in the closet in lady clothes.
Yeah.
And there's got to be something that happened with John Stamos.
They look like wish trolls. They have wish troll faces.
Bring up E.T. in the lady clothes and tell me that's not an Olsen twin.
And bring up a wish troll. My reference was decent.
Yeah.
Can we bring up maybe like one of the Olsen twins murdering?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Wait, what kind of murder?
Yeah, she was just there. She watched.
That's not murder.
It's murder, Ian.
It's lazy murder. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm here to kill you, Heath Ledger.
Try my new fashion line.
Yeah, dude. Those bitches are not hot, and they should have been, and that's a curse, I say. Yeah. They were twins. They were,
it's a curse, I say.
They were twins. There was a countdown.
It's a curse,
there was a countdown when they were like 13 there that started on the internet. The countdown
for them to be 18.
For them to be 18.
Ugh.
And people were like, oh, this is going to be hot, obviously. And then they turned 18, bad and they look like little weird bitches.
Or good on them for intentionally turning ugly.
You think
to
they
make
were intentionally ugly?
People
that's a stupid
not
thing,
like
Ian.
Them.
That's stupid. Nobody's intentionally ugly.
No one.
Their sister's way cuter than them.
Except for women. Elizabeth. Women who live in Brooklyn. They are intentionally ugly and dirty looking. It's a weird thing that bitches from Brooklyn do.
Yeah, like in Williamsburg. Ooh.
Yeah, they're just like, I'm going to dress like shit and look
yeah,
ugly.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's like, bitch, you're
Ian,
hot.
Ian,
be
you've
hot.
You've hooked up with like half of those girls in Brooklyn.
Yeah, you've hooked up with half girls in Brooklyn.
The half girls are hotter than the girls in Brooklyn.
That's true.
Yeah. Because they actually try.
What else? Give me some other bad news from the cast of Full House.
What about, like, directors or writers in the show?
What about John? Yeah, there's so much good writing.
What about Stamos?
So there's got to be something.
Stamos is doing great.
No, he must have done something.
Google Full House death. I promise
Kimmy
you.
Gibbler. What happened to her?
What?
Something fucked.
Yeah, but I bet you
she
did.
Oh, that's a curse.
Shit,
what happened to Gibbler?
Gibbler's doing all right.
The Urkel of Full House.
Wait, what happened to Dave Coulier? He date raped?
Oh, that's right. He date raped Alanis Morissette.
Wait, he did?
Yeah, dude, that's what that song was about.
I thought he just got his dick sucked in a theater.
Yeah, dude. Against her will.
How do you get your dick sucked in a movie theater against somebody's will?
Date raped Alanis.
I thought Dave Coulier just dated her and then cheated on her and went out with someone else.
Dude, I don't know. I didn't listen to the lyrics.
Who's among us has not?
Then
but
we are
you
all
down on you with a theater. But then a man like me and then crazy bitch. That's, I hear that song now and I get chills. I'm like, oh, dude, I've dated so many crazy bitches.
It says Alanis Morissette accused him of statutory rape.
Oh, I was making that shit up, son. That's real.
No, how old was she when she was with him?
Hold on, I'm scanning
no, he raped
article.
Other. He raped the kids.
Nuh-uh.
Mm.
Statutory rapist Dave Coulier.
Okay, so in this article, it's saying that people speculate that he's the one she's talking about when she talks about statutory rape. It said she.
You're like, you statutory raped those girls. He's like, no, cut it out.
It said they dated
Stop.
In 93. She was 19 at the time. He was 15 years her senior, but we don't know when they started dating.
Oh, so
listen,
she.
Sometimes you see a teenage girl and you get one.
It said in an interview with the Daily Mirror, she once told how she'd had lesbian relationships after dating a 29-year-old man when she was 14. So ooh. It's not. It doesn't sound like it's him then. It's not the same amount.
Well, that's also crazy. Like, she's. Yeah. Let me just say this. It's not right. You shouldn't be banging a 14-year-old when you're 29 years old. That guy's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. She damaged goods for going
but
for
she,
that.
I mean, she was also like, you know. It wasn't like she observed that and was like, oh, I'm going to put us up to it. No, she was a little Canadian vixen and was fucking...
Well, brain is fully developed
you never
she knows
know.
What's going
30-year-old
on.
30-year-old man. Chloe's about to tell a story about how she dated a 30-year-old man when she was 13.
No, I was going to say I hooked up with this guy who, you know, he was great. I met him in rehab. He used to shoot cocaine, but it was fine because he had a house in Martha's Vineyard, you know, so... evens out, right?
Right.
And
your parents would rather you be with that guy than the house of Martha's Vineyard.
No, my mom met him. My mom just wrote, I'm clueless, question mark, sure.
I'm clueless, sure?
She goes, I'm clueless, question mark, sure?
Yes. Your mother just approved of our relationship, Chloe.
No, she just has no idea
Ms.
what's going
Ms.
on.
Ms. LaBranche. You're
LaBranche.
Listen, you got an okay from Chloe and
No. My mom
that
is just like
clear path.
My mom is just like, I'm just not involved. She just checked out.
There's a path to getting in Chloe's pants. I gotta be honest with you. I'm not saying that I will.
You're
I'm just
way.
Saying that if I really wanted to, that I believe that I'm a few decisions away from getting Chloe to bang me. And
I don't date comedians, so
we
it might
wouldn't
work.
Date. We wouldn't date. Wow. Chloe, bring in the fucking heat. I liked it. I just got knocked the fuck out, man. Chloe.
Yeah.
Dude. Don't ruin this with me and Michaela when she comes in. She's going to be here any minute now.
He's mine.
Yeah, she starts fighting Michaela Peterson.
I start playing back the clips. I'm like, Shannon, get the stream up.
Shannon, pull up the thing that you're going to pull up when Michaela walks in.
Can I see it right now?
Yeah, let me see it because I want to be able to. I got to practice. I'm not good at reading.
Mononucleosis in the ribosome.
Let's see. She got to be able to. Let's see. The leak website distributed.
Make it bigger for him.
On Tuesday, said it posted.
You got to put it up like karaoke for him.
Yeah, can you get a bouncing ball? Is that possible? The leak website distributed denial of secrets.
Maybe go to the middle of it so it's.
Let's
see. They're releasing donor.
Tuesday's leak contains donor information about a similar adopted truck. Okay, all right, I got this. I got. Yeah, Ian. So, you know, Tuesday's leak contains. All right, I got this. All right, yeah, so you got it. Good, shit. Good. Good. All right, sweet.
And then I'm going to be like, I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm just a woman.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Should we try to start Crack Amico submissions or is it too late?
What time is it?
It's 12:14.
Oh, no.
What's Crack Amico?
We only have four.
It's our rap contest.
We're making our own SoundCloud rapper.
Let's save it for Monday.
Yeah. Oh, I want to hear it. That's great.
There are two people that still haven't sent in their video, so if we do it Monday, even though I don't like to give them extra time. But
you hate giving them extra time, Shannon.
Because there's rules.
Shannon's a stickler for the rules.
Is Legion of Skanks uploaded at least? The latest Legion of Skanks? Did she not check? I've asked.
I have been checking. Bobby said he would text me. He said the streaming people told him within 15 minutes it is not up yet. Oh. I've been refreshing.
Oh. Simmons dissenter to the guest of the Juno website. Chloe, who are you texting now?
My mom.
About what?
I wrote, ha ha, introduce him to dad. At least he doesn't do heroin.
No, you didn't.
Exclamation point. And
no,
she,
you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Let me see. You did not write that. At least he doesn't do heroin. She really did. By the way, Chloe gave in to the idea that she's going to date me. She's having a real conversation with
no,
her
No, it's because of Michaela.
As soon as I put
oh, witness.
Marrying Lewis for the bit.
I don't have many.
That's what you call it?
I don't have many jokes.
I love the idea. Okay, let's see. Let's talk about. Okay, this Malaysian
marriage.
Female minister. Malaysian female minister advises men. What is this advice? Is this a video, Shannon?
The flights to Malaysia.
So the it's not in English, so I can just quote what she said. So hold on, let me find the quote. So she said. Okay, here's part of the quote. However, if the wife – okay, so first she said that if your wife disobeys you, you can sleep not in the same bed as her to kind of teach her a lesson. However – and this
teach
is
her a lesson.
Yeah. This is the quote. However, if the wife still refuses to take the advice or change her behavior after the sleeping separation, then the husband can try the physical touch approach by striking her gently
– gently.
– to show his strictness and how much he wants her to change.
So here's the thing. If it doesn't –
levels to change.
Yeah, what's a gentle strike? Like a karate chop? Or like you smack her on the hand?
You do the the open fist, I mean.
Okay. Give her a little backhand, just like a little.
But isn't there like a thing like you can't slap with a.
How can she slap?
Backhand would hurt more than front. All right, so
legit. Isn't it like a kind of bitch if
look,
a guy like.
Just think about your fingers. Think about your fingers, okay? The front of your hand, think about them.
Has padding.
Has a little more padding. The back of the hand is just knuckles.
Bone. Yep.
Bone on face. A backhand is substantially worse than a front hand.
What about a punch buggy, no punch bag?
Either way.
What about a shocker?
I do the 1-inch punch. I go right to her nose and I go bang. No, I a little, I think, and I really agree with this Malaysian woman. I believe that you should be able to.
It's a progress.
Hit your woman.
You agree with a woman.
Isolate.
Yes. This is...
Isolate. Macala.
Look, I said, whoa, hey, whoa, no. So the Malaysian truckers, fuck. I'm
Malaysian
freaking
truckers.
Out. The truckers of Malaysia, they're protesting. You can't hit women.
The Malaysian truckers union are hating women.
Shannon, you need to just pull it up. When I see it on the screen, then I'll know that it's time for me to be cool.
Okay. I have one more.
Do you think that one of the Malaysian trucker women hit Bob Saget?
Maybe. Is that what happened?
Striked him.
With his truck. Gently. With their truck.
Gently striked him.
I have one more sentence from her.
Go ahead, please.
Speak to your husbands when they are calm, finished eating, have prayed, and are relaxed. When you want to speak, ask for permission first.
This is a fucking solid. This, I need to move to Malaysia, yeah, where women have a different attitude towards their husbands,
like,
and their men.
Like how Chappelle moved to Africa.
Yes. I want to.
Lewis is moving to Malaysia.
I need to have more obedient women in my life.
Lewis turned down $20,000.
Well, then I don't think it's me. Malaysia.
2 million yen.
So you would. Okay, hitting a woman, but not a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Child can't leave.
Depend whose child.
Child can't leave. Woman can leave.
The child was on an airplane.
And I'm not saying to hit a woman. I'm saying, I understand what she's saying, that a little gentle, just, hey, I'm here.
Hey, you miss me?
Hey.
Daddy's home.
Hey, fucking pay attention. It's a little wackawoo. It's not.
Wackawoo.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, you're being irrational.
Yeah.
Hey, it's like that game where you do the head and you're just.
Yeah, by the way, this is whack-a-mole. The way it was in the 50s.
Yes.
You would fucking give your wife a little wackadoo.
That's why they call them the baby boomers.
Yeah, a wackadoodle. Because she's not listening. And if she's not listening, wait. Hold on.
I have bad news for you, Lewis.
What? No.
She canceled.
No, she didn't cancel. She canceled. She canceled again?
Did you hear about the service?
I learned all about the fucking truckers union in Canada to impress her.
Dude, I've been sitting on trucker. I've been waiting to do this trucker thing this whole time.
This has been everything to me.
Do you think truck stop hookers are like going up to Canada because they're like, listen, I know where the money is.
Oh,
right,
dude, they must be making millions.
Can you get her on the phone, Dave, and so I can impress her with my trucker union knowledge?
Literally, the truckers are parked and they're barbecuing and they have a bounce castle. And at night, they're doing like dance parties. And everyone's like, they're terrorists.
It sounds like Skankfest because everyone thinks they're white supremacists.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look,
Skankfest Canada.
It's depressing. I was very excited to make a connection with her.
You might have already.
Why did she cancel, Shannon?
Because she was in this.
Afraid of getting raped by Lewis.
She was in the racist chat. Yeah.
I don't know. Dave just came in and let me know.
Yeah,
she did like a minute of research.
She's like, I would need to go to a place where the servers work. Yeah. This would be a weird request. I would like all of your servers and internet to work.
Oh, so basically nothing will be recorded and go up. So I'm just going here for a conversation.
The internet is great today.
Oh, that's fun, Shannon. Thank you. At least one thing's working,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what'd we're she say? Recording.
The internet's great today.
Everything's great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So God damn
just,
it.
So it's just you.
I did hours of research on these Canadian truckers. To impress Michaela Peterson, and she bails yet again.
You did Rosetta Stone.
She bailed yesterday, by the way. She was supposed to have a rental, and then 5 minutes before the rental, she fucking bailed on it.
That's not professional.
What's going to happen after strike three, Lewis?
You know who wouldn't treat us like this? Ben Shapiro's big-titted sister.
Dude, she would show up.
Her tits would get here 5 minutes before.
She couldn't use Studio B, I'll tell you that much. No, her tits pressing against the windows.
She's in Studio E.
Studio Triple D. God damn it. Well, what are you going to do? Shit happens. All right, let's talk about this.
My mom read it. She just stopped responding.
She just doesn't care anymore.
No.
That makes sense. All right, so there's an 18-year-old girl out there, and she has an allergy to semen. Allergic to cum, it causes paralysis and excruciating pain. Shannon, can we see this chick? Because this might be the perfect woman.
Here's one.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Very long neck.
Whoa.
She does have a really long neck. She's kind of a little gothy.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's allergic to that poor gal.
So, yeah, the
her name is Chloe, too.
Maybe she's just making it up so she doesn't have to blow her boyfriend. That's a great way to do it.
And the story kind of blew up, so she has to go with it.
I tell girls that I'm allergic to latex, so I don't have to wear condoms. So that's a completely made up lie.
Oh wow, Michaela Peterson's hot.
I say nope, and then when they tell me to use lambskin, I tell them that I'm vegan. I was like, I'm not using a lambskin condom. That's an animal. I'm not taking an animal. Do they make lambskin? Is it actually lambskin?
You're like, there's no room for two animals in this bedroom.
We're gonna have a threesome, you pig.
Yeah. Oh no.
What do they make lambskin condom out of? What part of the lamb do they make it out of?
It's
intestines.
Brain.
That's what I've heard, but I feel like it's not
true. I feel like somebody said that and we just went with it.
It's made from heart of lamb.
I'm fine with that.
That is
what?
That is correct.
Ian was playing.
It's made from the intestine.
Yeah, it said they're made from lab cecum, C-E-C-U-M.
Cecum.
Yes, which is
the guy was in the Navy.
It's the pouch located at the beginning of a lamb's large intestine.
Can we see the process?
So we're just turning our dicks into haggis?
Can we see the process of
what,
making a lambskin
what
condom?
Does it? Yeah,
I've used a lambskin condom because I did. I have been with girls.
Difference?
I have been with girls who are actually allergic to latex.
I know that sucks.
But they say lambskin condoms are porous, right? Like they don't actually keep out all of the STDs.
What?
They're not as good.
They have holes in them.
Porous. I think that's what it means.
They're breathable.
Porous means holes.
I put it inside of this Horus.
Wait, how does it feel different?
You got sores.
Without it, I'll get some sores.
What's the feel as opposed to
it
latex?
It feels better than latex. Condoms are fine. They are fine.
I say skip the middleman, just fucking a cheap intestine.
Can I ask another question? Is it gay?
Yes.
If a guy brings these condoms and he goes, my gay friend recommended these condoms.
No.
No.
Is a straight guy asking his gay friend condom advice?
Why is
no,
that
because
gay?
Gay guys are probably better.
Yeah, and also finding a gay guy that used condoms. That's a fucking unicorn.
Yeah.
No, but a straight guy.
So what, gay you're saying it's just gay to have a gay friend?
But do boys talk to each other about which condoms they use?
Yes. Of course.
Well, we are right now.
Yeah, you ready? None.
My condom is made out of the same material that the Harry Potter invisibility cloak is made out of.
Yeah, no, that's not gay at all. If he was like, I was fucking my gay friend and this condom worked best, then I'd be like, well, even then that's not gay.
I mean, I think gay guys probably, if he's a responsible gay man,
no,
he's trying to have, I know your guy's not gay, your guy's friend is gay, but if a responsible gay man is having a lot of condom sex, right? So yes. He's probably looking, I would trust a gay man's opinion on a condom over a straight man's opinion on a condom in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Because number one, it's almost like trusting somebody who has a security system in a bad neighborhood. You're like, all right, dude, I know that.
Yeah, if I want to buy a bulletproof vest, I'm going to ask a cop.
Yeah. Dude.
What if it's the same guy who sent the butt pic?
That guy's a homosexual.
Is it the same guy?
Yeah. It's the same guy who sent the butt pic.
Let me see the butt pic.
No.
Come on.
Can we see the butt pic? Why not? Who cares?
No. I care.
Why?
How'd you meet him?
I don't know. At this like gay thing.
Nah.
Yeah, at a we were at a Tina Turner convention.
Just shut up. Are you serious?
I'm kidding.
No.
A Tina Turner convention, Ian. Are you serious? You think she's serious about that?
Maybe it was like a rehab retreat she went on. Yeah. I don't know.
Chloe does disappear for months at a time. Like, oh, Chloe's in rehab again.
That was November and December. I was at a convention. No, I call it Big Girl Sleepaway Camp.
I bet people get fucking laid at those things.
You're not supposed to?
No, but I did meet a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, rehab romance is highly frowned upon.
Yeah.
I would be trying to just get pussy all day long. I would also be selling drugs.
They're really strict.
Everyone
really
is
strict.
So horny in rehab.
I bet you could fucking make a killing. You sneak into rehab and pretend that you want to go there, but you're actually there just to sell drugs.
Dude, people have so much drugs at rehab. It's crazy.
Imagine,
oh, really? So people are doing drugs.
Yeah. Imagine being on heroin for 10 years, not giving a fuck about sex, and then you're off heroin and everyone around you is just, you're sleeping in a room next to a person you could bang.
A dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because you're gay.
You're going to get your libido back.
You're a homosexual.
Fuck.
It's a little different. It is a different
right.
thing. All right, can we practice if McCullough ever does come in? Let's go. Just go to it real quick. See if I can impress Dave.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Go ahead. So, anyway, by the way, do you guys know that Tuesday's leak contained donor information about a similar adopter tracker program?
Wow, Lewis, I had no idea. Please tell me more.
Yeah, I got to hear about this.
I mean, it essentially said it's operating in a partnership, well, a quote-unquote partnership with the Freedom Convoy.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what is a Freedom Convoy?
I mean, you're going to sit here... You're going to sit here and tell me you don't know what the Freedom Convoy is?
I don't. That's why I'm asking. You seem like an expert on this.
Are you that much of a stupid fucking asshole that you don't know what the Freedom Convoy is? I'm not even going to sit here and have this conversation with you because you're a fucking ignorant
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that needs to be pointed out, okay? So how about you fucking go read a book, dumbass? Anyway, next question.
Do you have like a book you could suggest?
Go read a book on this current event.
Yeah, Michaela just wrote one.
Look, the funding of the Canadian protest has emerged as a key point of interest as authorities in Ottawa and elsewhere try to get a grip on rallies led by truckers since late January that have blockaded cities. And it's a long sentence.
That's a run-on. See, that was smart. It was smart.
By the way, I'm recognizing run-on sentences left and right.
Wait, what are they protesting even?
What are they protesting? There's Trudeau. Trudeau.
Yeah, true that, Lewis.
Yeah. Hell
yeah.
Trudeau.
Yeah, Trudeau.
It is Trudeau.
By the way, on Sunday, you guys should know this.
What happened Sunday?
Data from the U.S.-based Christian fundraising site included names, email addresses, zip codes, and internet protocol addresses.
Whoa.
They're leaking shit. Oh, God. Like, out there. From the Freedom Convoy.
Whoa, they even mention you in the article.
No, they don't, dude.
Yeah,
no way. What article?
Data came from a hack.
Oh, God.
Guess who's safe? That was the best joke Ian's ever told.
Guess who's safe? Guess who's safe?
Woo!
Ian, you should do your plugs.
September 25th, Press Factory, 7 p.m., 9 p.m. Come on,
oh, my God. Let's wrap this one up. This has been a fun
show.
That
was great.
This has been a fun show.
Yeah.
I know we're having issues. Those people that are watching live and afterwards, look, I promise you guys.
I thought I had problems.
I care. I really do care, and we are trying to make everything work. Hopefully everything will be up and running the way we need it to be sometime today. But thank you guys for sticking it out. Sometimes problems happen, guys. It does happen. It's out of our control.
This podcast had more holes than a lambskin condom.
Yeah, this podcast is very porous. Thank you very much for watching. We'll be back on Friday with another great show. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.